In 2011, Northwest Arkansas Community College received a $1 million federal grant to offer certifications and other classes to the unemployed in Northwest Arkansas. Now in its third year, the ARC grant program has already helped 275 area residents further develop their skills in order to more easily find a job. Stephen Hines, Director of Public Relations and Marketing at NWAC, stopped by the Carver Center for Public Radio last week to speak with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis about the program. At the start of their conversation, Hines said what makes the program unique is that it specifically targets unemployed and long-term unemployed area residents.
They also have to reside within a certain area, and they must meet qualifications in order to be enrolled in the classes, but then the classes are free and all supplies are free as well. It's an attempt to help them get education so that they can get jobs in specific areas.
Now, this is funded by a federal grant. How difficult was it to get that funding at NWAC?
Well, it's certainly something that our grants office was involved in, and they wrote the grant, and we were very hopeful that this was going to come through because of the fact, especially if you think about in 2011, how the economy was then, that we knew that there were so many students that could potentially take advantage of this, and people who simply were out of work might have been out of work for a while and wanted to further their education so that they could get a job in one of these areas.
So how has this program developed over the years since it started?
Mm-hmm. It's a program that it requires students to either reside in Northwest Arkansas, Southwest Missouri, or Northeast Oklahoma. They also have to apply, and it is a review process, so they must be approved for enrollment in the class. And the courses are things that would help people get a job in like computer service and repair, or disaster recovery, or network and mobile infrastructure. So because there is such a demand for that in our area, we have based the classes on what we think will help them get jobs, but also what the employers tell us they need in future employees.
So how do these courses offered, how do they compare to the courses offered during normal semesters?
Sure. These classes are not 16-week classes, so these classes start at very specific times. For instance, the first class in this will start on March the 3rd, and then it runs its own schedule. It's not based upon the spring semester, and it would be based on the calendar of that particular class. And then once the students complete that, hopefully they would be able to then get a job in that area. And, you know, they may be able to do computer repair work for a company, or perhaps they are interested in working in the field of disaster recovery, which is also a growing field.
So you mentioned a couple seconds ago that the courses in this program are based upon the demands of the area. Other than that, is there some kind of mindset involved in adding new courses to the program?
Well, we certainly do look at what employers in the area are telling us that they need, and we continue to hear that employers need people who are skilled in what you might think of as industry-type certifications. And so while it may not be a general college degree that you think of, it is something that many employers tell us they just can't find enough employees. And there are a number of jobs available in computer service, computer repair, networking, something that many of us rely on in our jobs every day, but you may not have thought about how do you actually get the training for that. And so based on the input and what we thought would be valuable to these people who are looking for jobs, then those are the courses that we developed.
So how successful has this program been?
Well, it's something that we certainly think has been successful, but we want it to grow more. We want more people to know about it. We want people to enroll in the courses. And we want them to have the opportunity to realize that even if they've been out of the workforce for a couple of years, but they're trying to get into it, maybe they need to think about a different area than in which they originally worked and consider these courses so that perhaps it does help them get a job in a new field.
Aside from providing training for getting people into a new field of work, is this a way to get people's foot into the door of college, going back to college?
It might. These courses are certainly taught in the evening, and so it does give them the opportunity to see what it's like to take evening classes. So even once they're in the working field again, they may think, well, I would still like to take a class in this area, or I would like to learn about this. And we do offer many night classes, and so it could very well give them the opportunity to consider what it would be like to take additional college courses.
Northwest Arkansas, it has the lowest unemployment rate of anywhere in Arkansas. What do you feel this program offers the region in that case?
Well, we've been hearing through so many different employers that there just is not enough training in the technical and career fields, that they wish there were more potential applicants who were skilled in career and technical, had certifications, were able to work in those fields. And so to me, it seems like it is a field with growing demand, and there just simply are not enough potential employees. So if people do enroll in these courses, the prospects of finding jobs should be good.
Is there anything similar to this being offered in the region?
To my knowledge, this is the only one that's being offered in the region. It is, again, part of this grant, which does run through 2015, and we hope that many people will take advantage of it.
You mentioned earlier mm-hmm. that you're looking to expand your reach for this program. Mm-hmm. Any particular areas?
Well, we really hope that anyone who meets the qualifications for this, again, anyone who resides in Northwest Arkansas, Southwest Missouri, or Northeast Oklahoma, is the residency qualification. And so anyone who may be listening to your program and in that area and is unemployed or underemployed, they should contact us to see if this is something that they wish to pursue.
Has there been a large response from people in Missouri and Oklahoma so far?
There has not been a large response. There are certainly students from Missouri and Oklahoma in it, but not to the level that we would hope.
Are there any other programs that NWAC offers to maybe help out the underemployed or unemployed get back into the workforce?
Well, there are many classes that we offer through our non-credit side of the college, what we call workforce development, which would allow someone who is out of the working field who maybe is interested in going into a new career path. And we have many courses that they could contact us and just enroll to take a couple classes because perhaps they were in a field where they were downsized, they lost their job, but they want to move into a new field, and we'd be happy to talk with them about that as well.
Have these programs been in large demand in the past few years as the economy has continued to turn around?
Well, that's the interesting thing. As you indicated, we have very low unemployment, but there are certainly people that are still having difficulty finding jobs. Part of it may be that there are a number of jobs out there, but they don't have the certification or the technical requirements to do that job. So if they enrolled and took these courses, then they might find that they could quickly find a job.
I know in the past few semesters, traditional enrollment has declined somewhat.
Yes, yes.
How does enrollment in these type of programs compare?
Yeah, our workforce development, specifically our contract training, is growing. That is something that many of our employers are using. So they have decided that their employees need more training. They need more education. They need more skills in certain areas. So the corporate training side of the college is growing at a very rapid pace. We're very pleased about that. We certainly would be interested in working with other employers in the area to meet their needs, but we are pleased that we have seen growth in that, and many employers are reaching out to us to offer courses to their employees.
Are there any types of courses that employers have asked you about that NWAC either doesn't currently offer or can't offer right now that you're looking at adding?
We are looking at adding some potentially in the career and technical fields as we look at our Washington County Center. We've been having focus groups. We have another one next week. And based on the feedback that we're getting there, we're especially looking into what type of career, technical, or even manufacturing courses employers are requesting. And we're considering what all would be involved if we were to offer those courses.
All right, Stephen, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
That was Stephen Hines, Executive Director of Public Relations and Marketing for Northwest Arkansas Community College. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis last week. To find registration forms, course schedules, or more information about the ARC grant program, you can visit nwacc.edu/webarcgrant.